We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, eco-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adéa, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcelna.
In Brazil, in Sagun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal en la Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Canadian donor group gives 5,000 laptops to Aboriginal children across the country. In good governance news, the capital city of Argentina embraces roof gardens. In cultural news, the flourishing state of Nigerian arts is highlighted in a popular international publication. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 13, is World Kindness Day. It is a time to focus on our common humanity, that we are all citizens of one earth, regardless of our race, religion, culture or nationality. Established in 1998, this day was an initiative sponsored by the first conference of the World Kindness Movement held in Tokyo, Japan. Compassionate and thoughtful treatment of one another, our animal co-inhabitants and the entire ecosphere are part of the activities on this special occasion. May our planet be graced with a World Kindness Day filled with love and care for each being, this and every day.
Fly-in news. Record rains trigger floods in Colombo, Sri Lanka. At least two people perished as floods in Sri Lanka's western province stranded over 260,000 people on Thursday, November 11th, bringing a deluge of 440 millimeters of precipitation in just 12 hours. The rains were the heaviest in 18 years for the Sri Lankan capital. Relief camps were set up for the more than 200,000 people seeking refuge from several districts in the city, with traffic brought to a standstill as roads were deluged and blocked by fallen trees.
The Parliament building complex was submerged in 4 feet of floodwaters, and legislators arrived by boat or military vehicles and worked without electricity. The government responded immediately by dispatching the military to supply shelters with food and other necessities, while 2,000 soldiers were deployed directly to the disaster areas. 9 Navy boat squads helped rescue the stranded, and Air Force helicopters conducted damage assessments over the flood-hit regions. The military also requested via television and radio stations that the flood-affected contact them for relief aid.
Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to find out if more help is necessary, and to go if possible to render assistance to the most vulnerable. With her love and prayers, she added that funds for emergency supplies are available.
Our appreciation, Sri Lankan government, military, and all personnel involved for your swift efforts to aid the flood-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. We pray that such weather extremities may soon subside as humanity fosters greater kindness toward all beings.
First deaths confirmed in Port-au-Prince as cholera spreads in Haiti. As of Thursday, November 11th, the first 10 fatalities were confirmed in the Haitian capital, as the death toll from the disease nationwide rose by more than 150 in just 3 days, to more than 800 total perished. Another 11,000 have been hospitalized by the waterborne disease, which causes severe diarrhea, vomiting, and lethal dehydration if not treated quickly. Epidemiologists warn that the current outbreak could last for months.
This will be much worse, because the population is much more dense, and the population having access to potable water and having access to toilet accommodation is very, very limited in this large city, particularly after the earthquake where a lot of the water supply has been destroyed.
The arrival of the illness in Port-au-Prince is also considered significant cause for concern, as the nation's health ministry and aid workers had been working around the clock trying to protect the city of more than 2.5 million from being affected. Especially in the aftermath of the devastating January earthquake, transient living situations and tent camps are particularly vulnerable to cholera's rapid spread due to the extremely unhygienic living conditions. Haitian officials are working in partnership with aid groups such as the International Red Cross, Doctors Without Borders, and Oxfam to increase cholera treatment efforts, as well as distributing soap, chlorine, and water purification tablets.
One of the main strategies now with the threat of cholera is to raise the chlorine levels in all the water supplies, whether it's trucked water, whether it's piped water, whether it's retail sold water, and to make sure that there's adequate protection for drinking water through the use of chlorine.
With our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of those who have succumbed, we send our appreciation to the Haitian government, all agencies and personnel for your tireless work to ease this tragic situation. We pray for the soon recovery to health and regularity of life in Haiti, as our gentler regard for one another and the ecosphere helps restore planetary balance.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. donates $150 million U.S. dollars in aid to Palestine. In a video call with Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad on Wednesday, November 10th, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced a $150 million U.S. dollar donation that would go directly to assist the government of the Palestinian Authority. These most recent funds bring the nation's direct government assistance to $225 million U.S. dollars and overall support and investment to nearly $600 million U.S. dollars this year. Secretary Clinton said, "This figure underscores the strong determination of the American people and this administration to stand with our Palestinian friends even during difficult economic times." She also called on other donor nations to increase their aid for the Palestinian state-building efforts, at the same time commending the ongoing support of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and the European Union. "Our appreciation, Secretary Clinton and Providence, bless the United States and the international community for your continued support of Palestinian brethren. May such assistance further the advancement toward a stable Palestinian state and lasting peace in the Middle East."
APEC Pacific Rim ministers gather for progress on regional free trade zone. Trade and foreign ministers for the 21 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, member nations came together for the APEC ministerial meeting starting on Wednesday, November 10th, leading up to the weekend leaders summit in Yokohama, Japan. During their two-day meeting, the ministers pledged to continue efforts to stabilize the global economy by refraining from introducing any new trade or investment limitations until 2013. They also focused on a long-term regional free trade zone called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, with a goal of improving the livelihoods and residents of all nations. The nations of Brunei, Chile, New Zealand, and Singapore have already signed up for the TPP, while U.S. President Barack Obama pledged that his country would join. "Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies and participating nations, for your commitment to increased global economic stability and opportunity. May such cooperative endeavors bring fulfillment and prosperity to the people of the Pacific Rim countries and the world."
New vaccine offers hope for meningitis in Africa. Developed over the past decade by the international consortium MenAfriVac, a new affordable vaccine at 40 U.S. cents a dose is being introduced for distribution starting in December that is expected to help millions in preventing epidemics across the so-called meningitis belt from Senegal to Ethiopia in Africa. Meningitis is an infectious bacterial disease that causes inflammation to the tissues surrounding the brain or spinal cord, with symptoms that include painful headaches, stiff neck, and high fever, with after effects such as deafness and brain damage. In severe cases, the disease can lead to death within 48 hours. The government of Burkina Faso has announced plans in December to vaccinate everyone from the age of 1 to 29, while the countries of Mali and Niger are also planning to vaccinate 4 million people each in the same age group. Andrew Reardon, a meningitis expert at the UK-based Alder Hey Children's NHS Foundation Trust, said, "MenAfriVac is a fantastic initiative. For the first time, we may be able to prevent these huge epidemics. Our accolades and grateful thanks all researchers and other participants for the development of the new MenAfriVac. May it benefit millions of African people with disease prevention to be able to live in bountiful health and happiness."
Italian film producer remembered. Oscar-winning Italian-born producer Dino De Laurentiis has passed away in his home in Los Angeles, USA at the ripe age of 91. As a significant figure in the world of cinema, Mr. De Laurentiis produced some 150 films during his career, including such masterworks as Bitter Rice, Serpico, Hurricane, Dune, and the Oscar-winning La Strada. He also worked together with legendary Hollywood and international stars such as Federico Fellini, Anthony Quinn, Al Pacino, Jane Fonda, Stephen King, Ingmar Bergman, and Ridley Scott. He received numerous distinctions and was nominated 38 times for Oscars, as well as being honored with the prestigious Irving G. Thalberg Memorial Award from the U.S.-based Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in 2001 for his lifetime body of work. We send our deep sympathies to the family and friends of Mr. Dino De Laurentiis, whose timeless works will continue to entertain and uplift audiences worldwide. May his soul rest peacefully in God's eternal grace and light.
Save our planet. Historical ice age could be repeated. A new study published in the scientific journal Nature by researchers at the Autonomous University of Barcelona in Spain explains a reversal in the deep water flow of the Atlantic Ocean during an ice age 20,000 years ago. The Atlantic Ocean circulation is an important component of the world's climate system, carrying warmth from the tropics to subpolar North Atlantic.
However, during this past ice age, due to sensitivity to salt balance changes, warm waters began to flow southward rather than northward as they do now. The scientists conducting this study stated that over the next century, similar changes in seawater salt concentration are likely to take place in the North Atlantic due to global warming and the large amounts of fresh water being added from melting land ice. Dr. Charles Green, director of the Ocean Resources and Ecosystems Program at Cornell University USA, explained.
We know that if we look tens, hundreds of thousands of years into the past, that there have been occasions where large inputs of fresh water into the North Atlantic has shut down what we call North Atlantic deep water formation. So it basically dilutes the salty water of the Gulf Stream or the North Atlantic Current, so that when you make it cold, it's not cold enough to sink to the bottom of the ocean. And that can initially slow down the conveyor belt in such a way that it reduces the Gulf Stream's inflow, and eventually it can shut down. And since the Gulf Stream is very critical in transporting heat to Europe, the consequence of that is the potential to throw us into ice age conditions. If Europe's thrown into an ice age, we'll likely be thrown into one as well. That's kind of the basis for the Day After Tomorrow movie, which of course is science fiction. But there was some fundamental science underlying that, which is that the North Atlantic deep water formation can be shut down.
Dr. Green pointed out that changes are already occurring within the vast urgent picture of global warming.
This tremendous amount of fresh water that's entering the world's ocean is having dramatic effects on the shallower circulation, and it's having impacts on many of our coastal ecosystems.
We've lived in a very stable period in Earth's history, and over the last 10 to 20,000 years, we've not seen anything close to the speed and magnitude of the climate change that we've observed in the last 30 years. I think we're going to start seeing fairly dramatic impacts on our civilization in the next few decades. If we don't do something very different very soon, we're going to truly see catastrophic changes.
Many thanks, Dr. Green and Autonomous University of Barcelona scientists, for sharing your findings and urgent message. May we heed the warnings to act now to avert further and unmanageable climate changes.
Having many times touched upon the dangerous climate impacts of the planet's current course during a September 2009 video conference in Peru, Supreme Master Qinghai urged for one immediately effective measure.
The fate of our planet is in our hands. Before the scientists can do anything to help us. Professor John Shell Huber, founding director of Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, told Supreme Master Television in an interview that without changing course, our currently unsustainable practices will lead to a big crash. That's to quote him. And to stop this crash from being many times bigger, we have to act now. Professor Shell Huber said that the world's population cannot be sustained on the energy and land demands of a meat diet. So a switch to vegetarianism or veganism is needed to continue supporting our life on Earth. Without this main, most time-effective change, no matter what we try to do, it won't be enough to repel the worst consequences that we have accumulated.
Save our planet. The Volt, Chevrolet's new hybrid electric car. With production beginning this month, this convenient plug-in vehicle from U.S.-based General Motors offers an extended range of about 50 miles on a full electric charge, with 300 additional miles through a backup gasoline engine. Several reviewers of the vehicle have noted its exceptionally quiet, emission-free ride even when the engine is activated. Expressing his own excitement about the Volt's new technology, General Motors Vice President of U.S. Marketing, Joel Iwanek, announced that he would be personally driving the car several thousand miles from company headquarters in Michigan to the Los Angeles Auto Show in Southern California. Averaging 38 miles per gallon once it switches to gas power, the luxurious Volt features a spacious interior and is selling for around $41,000. One of its first major customers is U.S.-based General Electric Company, which is purchasing 12,000 of the new model in accordance with its expanding electric charging station program.
The Volt is still an automobile, still has four doors, is expected to do everything a normal automobile can do without compromise, and as such still had the look and feel like an automobile and function like people expect an automobile to function, but do it in a completely different manner.
Bravo, General Motors, for this green transportation innovation. May such clean and alternatively fueled vehicles help speed our way to a more sustainable future in harmony with our planet.
Save our planet. To help resolve water scarcity issues, the government of Chandigarh in India is requiring all large homes and businesses to install rainwater harvesting technology by the end of 2010 and is encouraging smaller homes to voluntarily participate in the program.
I'm Goofy the Giraffe, and my vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. I would like to share a handy tip today. When drilling a hole in the wall, you can minimize dust and debris by placing a piece of paper under the drill bit. It will make your cleanup job easier. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, a Canadian donor group gives 5,000 laptops to children of Aboriginal communities across the country. The Belinda Stronach Foundation has joined with other contributors to provide the computers. The gift is part of One Laptop Per Child, a global campaign to provide durable, low-cost laptops for underserved youngsters. Along with built-in wireless internet capacity, the computers are loaded with programs to promote literacy, health, and learning about science, finances, and Aboriginal culture. our earnest appreciation, Belinda Stronach Foundation and partners, for your care and generosity. May youth in all nations have outstanding educational opportunities to help ensure bright and happy futures.
In good governance news, Buenos Aires embraces roof gardens. Residents of the capital city of Argentina are being given tax incentives to create green roofs. To further encourage individuals across the city, a roof garden is being established at the Municipal Management and Participation Community Centre No. 2. It has been designed by the University of Buenos Aires Agronomy Department. Benefits offered by the gardens include enhancing air quality, cooling of the city's temperature, reducing the likelihood of flooding, and providing a pleasant atmosphere for the enjoyment of residents. A big green thumbs up, Buenos Aires, for your eco-friendly endeavour. May your lovely city be made even more delightful by these splendid earth-loving additions. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Nigeria's arts are flourishing. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more enriching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Knowledgeable news for an intelligent world. In cultural news, the flourishing state of Nigerian arts is highlighted in a popular international publication. France 24 featured an article on the numerous accomplishments of the nation's artists, writers, and musicians. Globally acclaimed authors such as Mr. Chinua Achebe and 1986 Nobel Literature Laureate Mr. Wole Soyinka were among those cited. Popular musicians and the country's fast-growing film industry, known as Nollywood, were also noted. In addition, a new generation of artists, with galleries in the capital city of Lagos, were described. The report further suggested that the 250 various ethnic groups in a nation of 150 million people is conducive to this prospering state of Nigerian culture. We applaud your rich and diverse creativity, Nigeria. Our many thanks also, France 24, for your informative article. May great Nigeria continue to thrive in all aspects on a long-lasting and sustainable earth.
Time for some light-hearted humour with Joke of the Day told in Thai, entitled Last Wish.
ชายคนหนึ่งกำลังจะตายอย่างอ่อนโยน แม็กกี้ภรรยาของเขานั่งคุกเข่าอยู่ข้างเขาและถามมีอะไรที่ฉันจะทำให้คุณได้บ้างที่รักไม่มีเขาตอบแน่นอนคุณต้องมีความปรารถนาสุดท้ายภรรยาของเขาถามในที่สุดเขาตอบว่าแซนด์วิชสักชิ้นบนโต๊ะน่าจะดีนะชายที่น่าสงสารคุณไม่สามารถกินมันได้แม็กกี้ตอบคุณรู้ไหมมันสำหรับงานศพของคุณ
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Got the Facts on Milk, an interview with the filmmakers of the Milk documentary on healthy living.
Great show. Chris from New Zealand.
Fantastic show. Alex from United Kingdom.
Open-minded Chris and Alex, it is good to receive your enthusiastic notes. The true facts about milk, as shown in the very well-researched documentary, are indeed shocking. We pray all individuals will transition to the vegan diet as the filmmakers did upon realising the many detrimental effects of consuming animal products. Our best wishes and love to you and all the forward-thinking people of New Zealand and the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with a joyful heart and generous spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Bolivia's Foreign Minister David Chaquiwanca announces his country's willingness to build mutually respectful and constructive diplomatic relation with the United States.
South Korea is donating nearly $287,000 for the construction of 150 temporary structures to provide housing for Haitians rendered homeless by the calamitous January quake.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak witnessed the signing of agreements to enhance their country's cooperation in fields such as economic modernization, temporary employment, and telecommunications.
Interpol, the largest global police organization, adopts a resolution pledging support for the Animal Protection Agreement, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, calling on police groups worldwide for their assistance toward this goal.
As part of a national campaign against obesity, a new food labeling law is being proposed in New South Wales, Australia, which would require fast food outlets to display each item's kilojoule counts to help families to make informed choices.
Sponsored by universities in South Africa, a water gathering project that condenses fog via a 6-meter high net now supplies a Limpopo province school with 2,500 liters of clean water daily and has already reduced the incidence of waterborne disease for the school's children.
United States Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner affirms the nation's strengthening economy, which he says is expected to continue growing as the Labor Department reports the creation of 151,000 new jobs in the month of October.
The UN Environment Program sponsors a Sudanese delegation to attend a water management summit held in South Africa that introduces new ways of thinking about water, especially in the vulnerable region of Darfur.
In an interview with U.S.-based Stylist magazine, American television host and animal advocate Bob Barker shares how he became a vegetarian and now vegan, saying that he attributes the plant-based diet to his high degree of health and sustained energy level.
As the first albino person elected to the Tanzanian National Assembly, legislator Salam Kalfani Barwani pledges to work toward clarifying past misconceptions about albinos, as well as to help pass laws protecting them and other underserved members of society.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.